voted one of Virginia's top newscasts.
What?
Now.
It's a brave new world right now.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Mostly cloudy by the time we hit to late to this afternoon. Temperatures climbing up into the middle 50s.
39 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The three candidates for Charlottesville Police Chief took part in a community forum last night. A nationwide search has been narrowed down to Latroy Tito Durrett.
I've been here for 30 years. I'm somewhat homegrown. I moved to Charlottesville when I was about 15 years old.
Michael Kokas.
We realized quickly engaging our community wasn't good enough anymore, and that we really needed to start involving the community in what we do.
And Easton McDonald.
What attracts me to Charlottesville is what Charlottesville was advertising. You were advertising for 21st century policing.
Governor Glenn Youngkin addressed the crowd at a vigil outside of the Chesapeake Walmart where six people were killed just before Thanksgiving.
To the families and friends here tonight, we mourn with you, we grieve with you, and we pray that our Lord's peace will comfort you. We will work together to chart a path forward for better mental and behavioral health so that we can serve all Virginians and so that we can love one another.
The Virginia Association of Science Teachers has awarded Dave Matchin of Madison County High School its 2022 Recognition in Science Education Award.
Congressman Donna McEachin, who represented Virginia's 4th District, passed away on Monday after a battle with cancer.
The Democrat was first elected to the state's 4th District in 2016 and was reelected for a fourth term earlier this month. He was the third ever African-American to represent Virginia in the U.S. House. McEachin is survived by his wife and three adult children.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 39 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station going around Charlottesville, giving away Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Today it's the Timberwood Grill from 11 until noon with WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for your Tuesday. We're talking partly cloudy skies, ending up mostly cloudy by the time we hit to late to this afternoon. Temperatures climbing up into the middle 50s, so a cooler day ahead than we had yesterday. Tonight, dropping down into the middle 40s, and we have some rain moving in very, very late. It'll continue as we head throughout our Wednesday morning. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.